The following podcast is sponsored by Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion. Well, hey everybody, this is Ethan Euslin, and welcome to another episode of the Carolina Shout. And as you can hear, I'm playing Over There, the big hit from 1917 by George M. Cohan. This was the tune that all the American soldiers were marching to when we entered World War I, which was exactly one century ago. So with 100 years of hindsight, I think we probably should have stayed out of that hot mess. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a piano player. So I'll just say that from a ragtime piano player's standpoint, World War I was good for the music biz. So please stick around as I dig up some of those old World War I songs. And if they inspire you to quit whatever you're doing and join the army, well, I'll take full responsibility. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining me over here in Charlotte, North Carolina for today's program. Hear what I did there? Okay. Well, I'm going to start out with a British World War I song that is now famous all over the world. It was composed in 1914 by Lieutenant F.J. Ricketts, who was a bandmaster for the Royal Marines. And according to English lore, there was once a golf-playing Colonel Bogey who, instead of yelling four, would whistle, and that's where the term bogey comes from, this Colonel Bogey. That's the story, anyway. And Lieutenant Ricketts was apparently so moved by this story that he used that whistling motif in his Colonel Bogey march. Here it comes. This Colonel Bogey march sure is catchy. And when World War II came around and it was time to get marching again, Colonel Bogey came back and he was better than ever. The British even added some special World War II lyrics. Here they are. Hitler has only got one ball. Goering has two but very small. Himmler has something similar. And poor old Goebbels has no balls at all. Those were the real British lyrics. I don't write them, just sing them. And now for an army of whistling Ethans. What'd you think of those whistling Ethans?
We thought we were great.
Man, I really like you guys. We should hang out sometime. And now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion. And if you're familiar with your Victorian lingo, you'd know that a moth is not just a bug, but it is an unsightly spot or birthmark on your face, which is almost as disgusting as freckles. Ugh, gross. Man, you need to get Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion.
I'm just wild about Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion. I can't live without Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion. If you have freckles besmirching your face, make them vanish without a trace. I just adore Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion. Soap and water won't do, does nothing. No need to hide your face in shame. Use this stuff and you'll exclaim, Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion, I love you!
Ayers Moth and Freckle Lotion, now that's the stuff, I'm telling you. Now, back to today's theme of music from World War I. I thought I'd play two more tunes that reflect two different perspectives. First, I'll play an anti-war song, and then I'll play a pro-war song. It'll be fun to compare and contrast the opinions of two different songwriters. So for the anti-war song, I'll play a tune by Irving Berlin, and for the pro-war song, I'll play a tune by Irving Berlin. Wait a second, what the? How could he write both a pro-war song and an anti-war song? You can't do that! Well, I guess you can. Let's get to the bottom of this. First, I'll play the anti-war song. It was written in 1914 when Europe first became engulfed in the war and the carnage had begun. And for the most part, Americans wanted to stay out of it. And Woodrow Wilson won the presidential election promising to keep America out of the war. That's where popular opinion was at the time. And Irving Berlin was the master of understanding popular tastes, and he wrote an anti-war song reflecting the isolationist sentiment. It's called Stay Down Here Where You Belong, and it's a very unusual song. It takes place deep down below the Earth's surface, in hell. You see flames everywhere, and the screams of tormented souls echo constantly throughout. Gargoyles, demons, and other abominable spirits stick out their bifurcated tongues and leap about to and fro. And presiding over these hideous proceedings was the devil himself. Sitting at his throne, his imposing trident in hand, stroking his goatee, and basking in the glow of his supreme wickedness. And beside him was his son. Yes, the devil has a son. It's in the Bible somewhere. I don't know, Corinthians maybe? Anyway, this devil's son is a most heinous lad, capable of the most diabolical mischief. And the two of them, father and son, watched quietly as the accursed souls were subjected to the most vile, wretched, unspeakable torture. And then the son turned to his father and said, Dad? And the devil said, Yes, son?
It's really hot down here, and I thought maybe, well, if it's okay with you, I could go up on Earth for just a little bit, have some fun, cool off, and then I promise I'll be back home in time for dinner.
Son, are you crazy? Absolutely not. 1,000 times no.
Oh, come on, Dad, please.
No, 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 no. Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their kings, they've all gone out to war. And not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and that I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than you will down below.
Hey, Dad, What if I just go up for an hour?
Absolutely not. I put my foot down. I put my cloven hoof down.
Please?
No! Kings up there, they don't care. For the mothers who must stay at home, their sorrows to bear, stay at home. Don't you roam. Although it's warm down below, you'll find it's warmer up there. If ever you went up there, son, I know you'd be surprised. You'll find a lot of people who are not civilized. Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their kings, they've all gone out to war.
And not a one of them knows what he's fighting for!
That's right, son, way up above. They say that I'm the devil. They say I'm bad. But the kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below.
Well, that was a very poignant song. Very relevant, no?
Yes, I agree.
Thanks, Lucifer. And now I have another Irving Berlin song right here from a mere 3 years later. And by this time, Berlin had changed his tune literally. America had entered the war and popular opinion had shifted, and all those anti-war folks became pro-war folks, or they got a lot quieter. And in some cases, the more vocal anti-war folks were thrown in jail for sedition, constitution schmonstitution. And as for Irving Berlin, 3 years after writing a song saying that the war was breaking the hearts of mothers and making butchers out of brothers, he wrote a tune that was heralded as the official recruiting song of the U.S. Armed Forces. There were lots of patriotic songs like this popping up after America entered the war, but this one had an interesting angle to it because the lyrics seemed directed specifically at immigrants. Irving Berlin himself was born in Russia, and he found great opportunity and success in America, so he tried to tap into feelings of young men who felt similarly grateful. So let me perform the song for you right now, and I will be joined by some special guests, the Army of Singing Ethans. Here it is, For Your Country and My Country, by Irving Berlin, 1917.
America has opened up her heart to every nationality, and now she asks of every nation their appreciation. It makes no difference now from where you came, we are all the same. It's your country, it's my country, with millions of real fighting men. It's your duty, it's my duty, to speak with the sword, not the pen. If Washington were living today, today. With sword in hand, he stand up and say, for your country and my country, I'd do it all over again. Hey, you. Yeah, you. What are you doing? Sitting on the couch eating bonbons? Go out to the recruitment office and sign up. Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, Merchant Marines, whatever that is. Your country needs you.
Well, those were some stirring words from Ethan and the Ethan Tabernacle Chorus. I don't know which Irving Berlin song resonated with you more, the pro-war one or the anti-war one, but whichever side you're on, hope you have a great day. Let's wrap this thing up. Roll the credits, Kate. Carolina Shout is produced by Ethan Uslan and Kate Uslan. Ethan plays the piano, talks, and manipulates his voice in a manner that somewhat resembles singing. Kate does the audio magic, and that entails deleting 900 million hours of jokes that are too corny for public consumption. Thanks to the army of singing and whistling Ethans for stopping by the studio on their way to Carnegie Hall. Thanks also to Lucifer and his son for stopping by on their way to Washington for their respective confirmation hearings. And hey, do me a favor, tell your friends about this podcast if you think they'll dig it. Or go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you are so inclined. And Mom, remember the money you gave me for singing lessons? Well, I have a confession to make. I spent that all on candy.